Hi, I'm Chris. I've got a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from isolation. Being the youngest of four children in my life started with I told you. My sister is 10 years older. My two brothers were 6 and 8 years older. My parents were 40. I told you. So in reality, I grew up with two mothers and three fathers. You might be thinking now, how would I isolate? Easy. Chores flow downhill. So I learned to keep my head down and out of the way. Out of sight, out of mind. Then you add in the fact that I have dyslexia, which gave me a great opportunity to go to three different elementary schools and repeat the fourth grade. This gave me a feeling of being an outsider, to say the least. I didn't fit in and had a hard time speaking and reading correctly, which can happen tonight. For the most part, I was able to fit into groups just on the edge because I had to keep everyone at arm's length, and I don't have short arms. So my perception of life is I just don't fit. Now, I grew up as a good Irish Catholic altar boy. Not too much on the good and short-lived. My overall picture of God was to show up once a week. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. Live your life according to the rules. Act as if you did. Confess the simple standard things and say the required prayers and you're good to go. Pornography and smoking were all part of my life before sixth grade. Also, I discovered that no one would stop me from buying beer at 13. It was hard to cover the smell of smoking cigarettes, and I saw my big brothers, they were dipping tobacco, so little brother had to learn, which did a great job in covering up the smell of beer that I consumed. And this came in handy many times. These activities helped me to numb the perception of abandonment, as my extra mother and fathers were leaving home, leaving me alone in my teenage years with 50-plus-year-old parents. A quick summary. I'm a struggling student that learned to put on a nice front, could change colors on the fly, and adapt to any situation, doing what was convenient at the time. I could easily drop away into isolation and no one seemed to care. I wasn't really part of anything or anyone. This behavior continued as I married my best friend in college, which seemed just to be the easiest thing to do. I was just letting life be a convenient activity. If you don't expect much, you don't need to put in much. Guess what? That did not go well for me in the long run. But I got what I wanted, isolation. I was going through life feeling there was no joy in it and having no real hope in it getting better. I couldn't see any direction I wanted to go in. But then, I opened my hand up a little bit. And God started putting people in my life. At a friend's church back in the 90s, I studied a book of Acts for the first time. I don't recall ever reading or hearing anything about the beginning of the early church before, so all of this was new to me. I was learning that God created the church and intended for his followers to live life together, not in isolation. God used a man named Paul who had once tried to stop the church from growing and turned him into a man that could not keep from sharing the wonderful news of what Jesus Christ had done. Jesus freely gave up all of his power and was willing to pay the price of our sin by his death on the cross. This provides a way through him for us to have a relationship with our Heavenly Father. This opened my eyes and heart to something I didn't know existed. I wanted to be a part of it. So I accepted the free gift of his salvation. I did good for a little while. I found myself drifting back into isolation. I didn't think I would ever go to church again. I watched this building being built. And a friend of mine told me it was a church. I said, thanks. I'll never step foot in it. But as you can see, God had other plans. Through a chain of events, my brother moved to Dallas for a job, and he said he wanted to find a church. I said, go for it. He did. And Big Brother said, join me. He's the only person that could have gotten me to walk through these doors. After a while, he even signed me up for the Summit, a men's Bible study group on Thursday at 6:30 a.m. This was not convenient, and I didn't want to go. But Big Brother said go, so I went. Things were going well. I was in a community group. I was still going to the morning men's group that continued meeting every Thursday morning. Guess what? That old isolation began to grow inside me, and I wanted to walk out these doors and never come back. But I kept hearing and reading about Regen. I told myself before I completely walk out, I should go and check it out. Being a 59-year-old man, when I walked into Regen for the first time, I could remember saying, okay, there's enough people in here. I can sit and no one would really notice me. Then I heard a testimony for the first time in my life. I was not in Kansas anymore. I realized that I was going to need, I was going to have to be honest about my life. I could no longer hide. To this day, I still struggle being in a men's group and sharing my life. There are still a few Mondays that I start coming up with excuses on why I don't need to be here. But every Monday night, I leave knowing that I was in the right spot. What step had the most impact for me? Each and every one of them. When I completed the steps, I knew the only way I could stay focused on God was to keep going through each of these steps daily. When I'm left to myself, I will follow my fleshly desires. And I know now the damage I have caused and the grace of salvation that Jesus has given through his sacrifice on the cross. Now, the step that keeps me from going to isolation, step 10. We continue to examine our lives, and when we sin, promptly confess and turn to walk with Christ. Psalms 139, 23, 24 says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there is be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. My desire to isolate is prideful and is seeking to be independent from God. So I get a little laugh when I read the Keith's theme on step 10, remain in God's grace. Paul shared the words of Jesus in 2 Corinthians 12:9, where he says, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. So just as he changed Paul in the early church, God is changing my life too. You see before you a man that God didn't give up on. He waited for me to say, enough is enough. And he and I need his help to overcome my struggles. The first verse he led me to memorize was Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him and he will make your path straight. Now my pride kept skipping over verses 7 and 8. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. He has kept his promise in my life through his strength to overcome my addiction to dipping tobacco, which ended 4 years ago, come this March 1st. I completed my regen group in 2016, December of 2016. It was so nice thinking I didn't have to come back. I found myself wanting to come and really needing to come. I need to be here in God's family, for I know what it is like to be apart from him and his family. So since I was going to be here already, I started serving in groundwork. Then for some reason, I put my name down in part of a closed group. God put me with a great co-leader, Clayton, and a group of men that continually show me what it means to pursue God. If you were here for your first, fifth, or 50th time, welcome. But really, thank you. Believe it or not, you might be just what someone else really needs tonight. God is using you even as he's working in you. So again, thank you for being here. My name is Chris. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from isolation, and I give thanks to this wonderful, loving God who does not give up on me.